gebeurt. De platen waar wij in 2018 op dansen worden hier gemaakt nu.
En iemand die zich daar helemaal in onderdompelt, zowel als het gaat om de conferenties, als de feestjes, als de interviews, is Wijnand Spilman. En die is eerder vanavond op bezoek geweest bij de Chainsmokers, die een wereldhit hebben met Closer.
Guys, welcome to Amsterdam. How do you like it so far?
It's awesome. It's one of my favorite cities in all of Europe. And I've already gotten stoned and had some pancakes. So I'm doing it right.
Yeah. We're at the ADE Festival, which is the biggest dance festival in the world. With a lot of different genres here. Hip-hop, hard dance. Is there any spare time for you guys to check out any other genres? Any club nights, for example?
No, probably not.
It's a pity, right?
Yeah, it's a shame. But we always will, like, when, you know, we have our show, Paradiso Nord, and then we're gonna go to Tiesto's Club Life thing. And hopefully after that, I mean, we party nonstop, so I'm sure we'll lead us somewhere and do something cool, but, you know, we don't know what that is yet. It's the fun of drinking beer.
Last question. What are your plans for the future after all this success last year?
I mean, you know, what's been kind of crazy is because of, you know, we've gotten to meet so many of our musical idols that, you know, that we grew up listening to. And when you meet these guys that are, you know, much older than us, that have been doing this for 20 years, you just realize that, like, you're never gonna stop doing music. So there's really no after plan. It's just to keep doing this and doing it better. And
one last question, only for Dutch television, Dutch listeners. What's your favorite drugs in the Netherlands?
Favorite?
Yeah, yeah, what's that? There was that song from last summer, Drinking Drugs. Uh-huh. I love that song.
From Little Kleine. Yeah, yeah. Als je een beetje wilt chillen, is geen probleem. Dan ga ik erheen. Het komt niet alleen, want ik heb drank. En drugs.
Yeah, I love that song.
We used to try to play it in our sets, and it never really, like, worked. Yeah.
Because people don't understand what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
But we loved it, though. Yeah. We were like, woo!
Yeah. I'm going to tell to Lil Twine and Ronnie Flex who made the tracks. Guys, thank you very much, and I hope to see you again soon.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.